Shalom and good morning, everyone. I want to invite you to reflect on the book that you have been going through, the book of Corinthians. We are now in chapter 6 and I want to do with verse 1 all the way to 11. And we are looking at the effect of not having good leadership. The church at Corinth is a church that can remind us of how the past enemies, before we were born again, the enemies of sin, the enemies of self, the enemies of the systems of the world, and the enemy of Satan as an enemy, and many other enemies would catch up or would follow a new formed community trying to destroy them. And we discovered that comparing with the Israelites, when they left Egypt, 2 million were killed by the previous enemies in the wilderness, and only two, Caleb and Joshua, managed to get to the destination. And in this book of Corinthians, we have looked at the enemies of divisions, where the church was divided over the graces, over the leadership. They had functions. Some of them were saying, we belong to Paul, to Apollos, to Cephas, to Jesus. And so they denied the grace of the other leader in favor of one. And for that reason, they got into the second trouble of pride, or allowing the east of sin, sexual sin, to enter into their lives or into the community. And unfortunately, nobody would be able to challenge this sexual sin. And people start condoning it, loving it, feeling comfortable with it. And they were proud about it. And Paul said, you better be sorrow and mourn over that. Then we now get into the third trouble, or the third problem, here in chapter 6, verse 1 to 11. You focus on those former enemies, and how they came. And this is the enemy of not being able to solve or to engage or to deal with a conflict or any conflicts. You see, when you're not able to, when you do not have leaders, or you have already divided among the leaders or between the leaders in favor of one, and the enemy of sexual east has come into the church and being condoned, the problem comes when any other conflict come. People don't trust its leadership again to be able to solve those. And we want to see how those unchallenged conflicts within the community would affect the community. And we want to see how God would help us to heal us when we are able to deal with those conflicts. Conflicts are there. Conflicts are normal. Conflicts are not, it's not evil. But not knowing how to deal with it is the danger part of it. We know there are different ways of doing it. And we can learn from the Bible. For example, when Abraham and Lot had a conflict over the increase of their property, and their shepherd started to quarrel because their property, their flock was too big. You see, many people start to conflict when their so-called property increases. We get a very good way where Abraham was able to deal with it very well with Lot. his nephew. It was the one who is mature, Abraham, who called Lot and said, Lot, you see the danger we are in? And he said, we need to solve this case. We need to resolve it. We need to manage it. We don't need to avoid it. We need to transform this conflict. Because he gave at least two reasons. Because we are brothers. Number two, we are living among our enemies. If you don't solve the enemies of our lives, will take advantage and destroy us. And so we have discovered that there are four main ways from there that we can be able to engage in a conflict. Number one, we can avoid it. Can avoid it when it comes, you avoid it. When you step on one another, you avoid and you go complain, or you keep on striking each other, keep on hating each other. Number two, you can try to resolve it. Resolving it is to try to resolve the effects of it. You're working on the effects of it and not the root causes. But you can also manage it. Manage it is when you are trying to look at not only at the fruit, but you're looking at the root causes. But there is a highest level where you transform a conflict. Transforming a conflict is even working not only on the causes that that are possible to bring a conflict, but is to allow us to grow and become a better people out of a conflict. Is to allow ourselves to change our perspectives and to become a people who are better off through it. By the way, we can be able to manage it. And that's what we read here. Otherwise, unmanaged conflict is bad, but it's the reason to why we have it is because we lack leadership there. This is what the scripture says. When one of you has a dispute with another, that's chapter 6, verse 1, with another believer, how dare you file a lawsuit and ask a secular court to decide a matter or the matter instead of having it to other believers? Don't you realize that someday we believers will judge the world? And since you are going to judge the world, can't you decide even these little things among yourself? Don't you realize that we will judge angels? So you should surely be able to resolve ordinary disputes in this life. If you have legal disputes about such matters, why do you go to the outside judges who are not respected by the church? I'm saying this to shame you. Isn't there anyone in all the church who is wise enough to decide these issues? But instead, one believer sues another right in front of unbelievers. Even to have such lawsuit with one another is a defeat for you. Why not just accept the injustice and leave it at that? Why not let yourself be cheated? Instead, you yourself are the one who do wrong and cheat even your fellow believer. Don't you realize that those who do wrong will not inherit the kingdom of God? Don't fool yourself. Those who indulge in sexual sin or with worship idols and commit adultery, or all and a male prostitute or practice homosexuality, all are thieves and greedy people, or drunkards, all are abusive or cheat people. None of these will inherit the kingdom of God. Some of you were once like that, But you were cleansed. You were made holy. You were made right with God by calling on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, all by the Spirit of our God. What Paul here is saying, he said a few things which you have already mentioned, but the key thing that we have discovered is why we don't get to the unbelievers to solve our case. He at least gives two reasons. One of the reasons he says that we don't you realize the capacity you have to judge the world one day. He puts Christians into high level of solving disputes. Solving disputes, he called it judgment. He calls it making choices. Choices, it's like a judge. He talks about judgment. In fact, he puts it as a judge, just like in the time of judges. And he says, don't you know that one day you are going to judge angels? God has given you a very high level of calling. So why then can't you practice what God has given you? Number two, he also said that you're going to judge the world. If you're going to judge the world, why do you take your cases to the world to do that? Then he asked, if you have cases, why don't you judge or get somebody who can be able to judge amongst you or to settle dispute? Is there no a belief in you? But because they had not tolerated or they had not, they had despised their leaders. Remember in chapter 1, compared leaders and despised leaders for others. So they could not be even be able to trust them to go to them. And so there were either no leaders or the leaders that were there, they were not trusted by them, by this new community. So troublesome. Then he said, if you cannot get anyone to do that, why then don't you allow yourself to be cheated? Why don't you allow the other person to really take advantage of you? Abraham is a very good example. When Lot brought in chaos, Abraham allowed himself to be cheated by Lot. But ultimately, when God came and gave the areas, when he asked Lot to choose, and Lot, whatever Lot chose, Abraham was given the whole place by God. So Abraham is a very good example. Chapter 14 of the Genesis, we have just read. Then he says, if you cannot let that, why then are you the one who are actually initiating those conflicts? And so he said, if you don't solve those disputes, this is the greatest problem. You will not inherit the kingdom of God. Inheriting the kingdom of God is not inheriting heaven per se. Inheriting the kingdom of God here on earth is having control, is having dominion here on earth, is having to defeat the powers of darkness, is having to rule on behalf of God here on earth. So God has chosen the church and he wants to rule through the church. But he's saying, when we do not, if you're not able to solve our disputes or to deal with our dispute, then we cannot inherit the kingdom of God. And so Paul is calling us here to be able to make good choices, to allow ourselves, and he is saying the disputes that he's talking about that we are supposed to solve so that we can have the kingdom of God is the disputes about being to solve practical cases of homosexuality, male prostitutes, commit adultery, worship idols, sexual sin, all those he said you cannot get into the kingdom of God. And because people are not able to solve them or to sort them out in their lives, or they are not willing to do that, or they are not able to do that. And so we need to trust God to have leaders amongst us who can be able to facilitate the solving and settling and managing and transforming of dispute. God help us not to despise our leaders so that we are not affected by this disorder. In Jesus' name.